Welcome to another basically edition of what I'm starting to call Becoming God's Man Minutes. And today's Bible reading was Genesis 3 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 33. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And by this, I'm not talking about the old Clint Eastwood movie, but more how sin tends to actually play out within our lives. I actually first heard a lesson titled this, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, while in college. Basically, it's where I got the title for my own version of the lesson, which basically I took his, and with his permission, and just built on it as other passages in the Bible besides Genesis 3 and Jesus' temptation kind of showed me throughout the Bible how this concept plays out. The basic premise of the lesson was that Satan uses things that appear good to actually get us to fall into sin, which is what we see here in Genesis 3 by him appealing to the desirability of the fruit. We also see that, as I mentioned, in Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. And the writers of various epistles remind us that it's desires that actually tend to lead us into sin. John, in his one of his epistles, mentioned about basically three types of pride, which all echoed basically or shown both in Eve's temptation in Genesis 3, as well as the three temptations written about in the Gospels with Jesus, those three different prides. But also recently, and basically it's that it's, again, that which is good, especially if not from God, can be twisted to become sinful. And in today's reading in 2 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verse 14, Paul actually reminds us that Satan himself will even disguise himself as an angel of light to lead people astray. And we aren't told when tempted that we're being tempted. And we aren't tempted by things that are obviously bad. We're tempted by those things that appear, that appeal to our desires, they appear good, but Satan will twist them in a way to cause them to become sinful. And that is why we need to constantly be in the Word, constantly be in fellowship with other believers, constantly be in prayer. It's so that in those times when we are tempted, we can easily turn away from sin. So as I wrap up today, I just, instead of leaving you with some thoughts, I just pray that we all are able to look to Christ and be given the discernment that we need to realize those times when we are being tempted, and that we are given the strength to resist and stand firm in our faith. Thank you, and have a blessed day.